Hi, I'm Jonathan Granville. I studied abroad in Heidelberg, Germany, my junior year at Elon University. I was there for 4 months, and I'm going to talk to you about my experience of playing basketball in Heidelberg. So when I first got to Heidelberg, I pretty much knew no one because no one from Elon, our university, was on the program. So when I first got off the plane, I didn't really know anybody. But our program was called American Junior Year, so we had all like 27 or 28 American students, and I was wearing a basketball like kind of sweatshirt. And so one of the people I first met, his name was Evan. He ended up being like probably my best friend on the trip, and he was a basketball player at a school called Wabash, where only 800 guys go to the school. But he was also 6'8", so he was very tall. So we decided that we'd play basketball twice a week in like an Unisport situation for our nicht-akademische Tätigkeit. And so we started playing there every Monday and Friday. And doing that was like probably one of the best ways that I made friends. So whether they were from Germany, France, Spain, they were pretty much from all over, but all of them could speak German, kind of learn like the German lingo in terms of like basketball, like asking what the score is, wie steht. It's like kind of odd to me, but so that was a good way for me to make friends. So then we continued to keep playing this Monday Friday league-ish thing, but then we decided we wanted to try and play more things, especially more basketball. And Evan's dad had played professional basketball in Germany, so he had some connections to people in Heidelberg. So then we actually decided we were going to try and find like a little bit of a club team to play with.
Was it still
So
students only?
it was students and also like younger kids too, like 16, 17-year-olds, but they had guys on the team that were about like 22, 23 too. So we decided to try and do that like in October. We arrived in like early September. So we like searched all over like the gym, everywhere for like to find this team, because we like sent an email to this guy and he said, oh yeah, you have to go here or whatever. And this place, like, it looked nothing like a gym. Like it looked absolutely nothing like a gym from the outside. Like there was graffiti like all over it. And then I told my friend there was like no chance that we were going to play basketball, that it was in this gym. So we like walked in, we walked downstairs, and I was like, there's no chance. And then there was a gym there, and they were practicing in there, which was so odd to me because like I still have the pictures of the gym in my phone, and I think there's no way that a basketball team could be practicing here. But I was wrong, and Evan won that one. So we started playing with them on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, we
That's a
started
lot of
playing
basketball.
pretty much, almost every day, which was really fun. And we ended up not being able to like play on that team in games officially because you need like a Sportler pass. And we joined like a little too late, so we weren't allowed to like play in games and stuff like that. But then again, that was just another way to like make new friends for me, like hear the German language and also kind of see like how much different Germans play basketball and Americans, which was an odd contrast.
So would you say that the basketball culture in Germany is different to like the culture you were used to from the US?
I think I would say it is different. In the US, we have like AAU and like high school teams. So AAU is more like a club like Germans have, but in Germany, more in reality, it's more club based. So you could be playing with people like from your region, but also people from like outside of your region. So I think in that regard, like the US culture is way different because you have like a high school team, middle school team. You kind of like play with the people you play growing up with. And that may be the case with German club teams, but it's not like you're a high school going to play another high school. You're a club team playing to go going to play another club team. So I think that's, I don't know if that's better or worse, but I do think there's like a big difference in the culture there. Plus, basketball is like kind of king here. And in Germany, we all know soccer is kind of the top dog. So it is a little different.
So you would say people do play and people are passionate about the sport, but it's not as like hyped or like serious, because there aren't like not every university has like a team that represents the university.
Yeah, so definitely not as hyped. I do think they take it very seriously, because especially college culture, in this is a good segue, because college culture here, we have all like so many different university teams, and so we played with like a bunch of people in on Monday, Friday, and a few of them were very good players, and they like invited us to play with their university team, which is like in the US that would never happen, because the teams are so like strict, but the university teams in Germany aren't really something that's like taken overly seriously. So we actually got to play with the university team. So we drove in like this kind of, the first time I was in like a car the whole time in Germany was when we drove from Heidelberg to Darmstadt and played in this like tournament with like two or three different teams. And we ended up winning both games. So they advanced to like another regional game in like Munich, but it wasn't until July.
So you couldn't be there.
So I couldn't be there, and Evan couldn't be there, and they ended up like not advancing onto the next stage by like 4 points, and that was pretty funny because
you weren't there. Definitely.
Definitely doesn't hurt also having a guy that's 6'8" on your team. So he would have been a big factor if they were gonna continue to play. So just like even that like conversation in like the van on the way there was like a good time to just like sit there and just like talk for like 2 hours in German, because even though I was in Germany the whole time, our program was like American junior year, so a lot of times you'd kind of get caught up in just speaking in English because those were the people you were around for a lot of like the classes and stuff like that, because most of the people didn't take classes like at the university itself, because that would be like very tough. So it was more like you were taking like Fremdsprache courses at the university, so not as like intense. So I thought just the conversation was great, just having that there, like learning about like maybe a little more vocab, stuff like that.
So it wasn't just like basketball vocabulary, but you also, since you made friends through the sport, you were able to like practice the language more and like also touch on different word fields.
Yeah, exactly. And I like really value that experience, because just like sitting there and talking for like 2 hours straight was probably not something I did. Like I wish I did it more often, but just kind of being thrown into that was a good way for me to practice my own language skills. So I think that's like probably one of the, like the premier reasons why I think like doing this was so important, because it just like opened me up to more people that I could meet and that could teach me all sorts of different things, whether it was like different dialects, people from different parts of Germany, because someone that speaks like Bayerisch is totally different than someone that speaks like Hochdeutsch.
Yeah.
So
that makes sense. Okay. That's a cool experience then.
All right.